Edmonton's home for breaking news on your favorite teams. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins on 630 CHED.
Okay, hope you're staying warm this evening. Looking around the NHL, third period, Sharks now up 3-0 on the Canadiens. Hurricanes lead the Penguins 2-1. Bruins up 2-1 on Tampa Bay. Late second period, Philadelphia has a 2-1 edge on the Islanders. Early second period, Nashville and Anaheim are scoreless. End of the first now in Winnipeg. Jets only have four shots on goal, but they're up 1-0 against the Avalanche. Blake Wheeler gets his fifth, came on the power play. Panthers and Flames, Tkachuk back in Calgary. They are just about to drop the puck in about an hour. It's the Canucks who can get to 500 with a win tonight. They're now 9-10-3 after that dreadful start. They take on the 9-11-3 Capitals. And Seattle, the tentacle team, doing great. They are 13-5-3. They visit the LA Kings. That one doesn't start until 8:30. World Cup earlier today, in case you missed it. United States over Iran 1-0. England over Wales 3-0. Netherlands over Qatar 2-0. And Senegal beats Ecuador 2-1. Canada plays Thursday morning. Oilers play tomorrow. Oilers play tomorrow at Chicago. Crazy game there earlier this year. Oilers scored in the last minute to win at 6-5. Faceoff show at 6 o'clock. Game at 7:30. Right here on 630 CHED. Mooner and Stoff on the call from United Center. Rob Brown and I will be here in the 630 CHED hockey studio to be part of the broadcast for that game. James Hamblin, NHL debut last night for the Edmontonian, and he was pretty thrilled to take part in a win.
I was just super excited. I was jumping and screaming. I was basically a fan, just loving it. So, I was just super pumped up that we scored, and then to win the game was just super special.
All right, Hamblin, very good in the American Hockey League for the last two-plus seasons. He was asked about the difference between the AHL and the NHL.
What I found the biggest thing is just how hard everyone plays. Guys maybe not aren't bigger, but they just play a lot harder, and I think the puck moves pretty quick too. So it's a bit of an adjustment for sure, but I feel, like I said, by the third period, I was feeling pretty comfortable.
All right, so you got James Hamblin. Played for the Southside Athletic Club Bantam team from 2011 to 13. Stuart Skinner was in net. Played for the Southside Athletic Club Bantam team 2011 to 13. Also on the Oilers active roster, Tyler Benson played for the Southside Athletic Club Bantam team from 2011 to 2013. Three guys off the same Bantam team, all on the same NHL team, and it's in their hometown. That is amazing. And the gentleman who coached that Southside team, he's now the coach and GM of the Weiwei Tsekapa Wolverines in the MJHL, is Taylor Harnett, who joins us tonight for some recollections. Taylor, welcome back to Inside Sports. How are you doing?
Reed, I'm doing great. It's great to be back on the show. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. I'm very happy to talk to you. And been thinking about you the last couple days with the trio of players on the Edmonton Oilers. Just before we maybe dive into some of the individual stories, what does that mean to you? And I know they've been with the organization for you know a few years now, but just to see them all on the roster at the same time.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, with each individual player, their opportunities, very emotional. They've all got different qualities, and we shared some great memories, you know, almost a decade ago, and just following them throughout their process and their journey to get to where they're at now is just, you know, it's just been great to see. And of course, with James making his NHL debut last night, and I thought he was exceptional. It was just one more great thing to be proud of for that group, that team, and that Southgate Lions that, you know, we had, that was, had a very inspirational hockey season. I think it's been a wave of emotions each and every time I see any player that I've had, you know, the opportunity to coach do well in life. So yeah, it's been really, really good to see.
Let's start with Hamblin, not drafted into the NHL, and I mean, for me, flashing back to that, the teams you coached, you know, Tyler got a lot of the attention. Tell me about James as a Bantam player and his perseverance to make it to the NHL.
Well, you know, I mean, it was a long time ago, and obviously I've had an opportunity here to reflect on those days. And, you know, I just remember, you know, I just remember James. He was, you know, he was a smaller player back then, but, you know, I had a chance to watch him play when he was in Pee Wee. And of course, at that level, you get a chance to watch some of those teams play, whether they're playing before you or practicing. I, you know what, I heard his name as an up and comer, you know, we had a real successful season the year before when Tyler Benson and Stuart Skinner were on that team as well. And you know, we were fortunate to get to the Western Bantam Championship gold medal game in Stony Plain. And we fell short. We lost to a really good BC team. And, you know, they had some pretty big names on that team. Matthew Barzell was on that team. And I remember having a conversation with, you know, with a few of the players that were going to be returning, and they wanted to get an opportunity to get back in that game. And of course it was going to be a, you know, a big mountain to climb. And you've always got to, you know, you've got to replace really good players with really good players if you want an opportunity to get back to that. And that's not an easy goal. It's a pretty lofty goal, but we were fortunate. We were able to get back to that, you know, that scenario. And James was a big part of that. You know, he was the type of player that you know, I think we're seeing it right now. You're not ever going to question his work ethic. You're not going to question his effort level. He brings it every game. And I think something that was really evident with him was, you know, his humility. He was always a great teammate, and in order to be where he's at today, he would still have to have that quality. You can't play at that level and not be a humble person. And, you know, I remember in particular, and James, you know, I had the good fortune of coaching James for 3 years, and I remember particular one practice. I think it was at Terwilliger Arena, and you know, we had had a contest. I can't remember what it was, but the group of players that won got to hit the showers, and the other group had to stay on for a period of time. I can't remember what it was, probably 10 or 15 minutes and do a conditioning drill. And I remember the group coming back on the ice that left the ice, and they were led by James. James didn't want to have nothing to do with it. He wanted to skate with his teammates. And just the type of person that he is. And you know, he always had a smile on his face. He was a great captain. And, you know, he worked and earned every single opportunity that he had. And that team that we were fortunate, you know, to win that championship, you know, he was a big part of that. He was a first year player on that team, and he logged some pretty big minutes in our playoff run and of course the tournament itself. So, I mean, and he's a, you know, he's a typical, you know, you work hard and you get results. And, you know, I think that the Oilers fans are definitely getting an opportunity to see that now. So, you know what, there's a lot of stories. Obviously, we had some great times. We had a lot of fun on that team. Guys played some good pranks on each other. And you know, I think the biggest memory I have with James is that, you know, his family was amazing. And you know, he was just a pleasure to coach, and he was always willing to learn.
Well, and it's certainly paying off for him now. I'll ask you about Skinner too, who has kind of made a name for himself this year, talking about, you know, reading about stoicism and not having an ego and things like that. Was he like that in Bantam? Was he already going down that path?
100%. You know, we had two great goaltenders both those years in Berlin as well too, who I believe is currently with the U of A Golden Bears, and they really fed off of each other. They were great teammates. I never saw any signs of any ego in that locker room. And you know, I mentioned the word humility before. You know, that was a big part of our success. I mean, we obviously had to have talent, but, you know, just the humility that we had in that locker room, you know, started at the top and worked its way down. And obviously, you know, Stuart Skinner was a huge part of us having success on both those teams. I think the biggest thing with Stuart Skinner was just keeping him away from the granola bars. Yeah, our trainer Jack used to bring in the granola bars, and I every once in a while dabbled and grabbed a few myself. I'm not gonna lie, but Stewie liked to have a few of those himself before every game. I found out later on in the season. I was wondering where they all went, he worked hard. He was just one of those guys that came to the rink with a smile on his face, fit in with the group. And you know, I was just kind of reminiscing with Peter Anholt today with the Lethbridge Hurricanes, and we were talking about him. And I think that, you know, Stewie at an early age was a sponge, and he was willing to learn. And I remember he had a goalie coach that would come out, and you could really see that you know, the two of them worked well together, and he was always willing to get better. And I mean, I remember it started the first year we did a conditioning run around, you know, Strathcona track, and Stewie didn't do so well. And I remember walking back to the Southside Arena and he said, you know, next year, coach, I'm going to do a lot better in that. And of course, you know, the next year we did the same run and he was a lot better. So you could tell that he put the work in, he didn't forget it. And, I ultimately, that desire to be better every day has led to, you know, it's a big part of where he's at today.
Well, incredible stuff. Just quickly, Taylor, before I let you go, like if they're all in the same NHL game at the same time, how are you going to feel? Can you even imagine that?
You know what? I wasn't even certain. I didn't know if Tyler was going to be playing yesterday. And I remember talking to Josh Lee, who was a part of our coaching staff back then and is with us right now. I wanted to be in the building and I'd really like to see something like that in person. I think it's just amazing. But you know what, I think last night watching that game, knowing that, you know, Tyler Benson's a part of that organization and Stewart's in the net and James was on the ice and eventually they're going to get an opportunity to play. I think that it's definitely going to be emotional, but I think the biggest thing for anybody involved, family, and, you know, obviously anybody along the way who's had an opportunity to meet these young men or be a part of their journey. Just the fact that they're where they're at and they've been able to accomplish, you know, NHL games is just a huge feat in itself. And, you know, with James, I mean, you know, a lot of people have talked about him, you know, being undrafted but he's going to continue to work hard and if the opportunity is going to be there for him, he's going to make it hard for the Oilers organization to, you know, he's going to force them to make tough decisions, you know. Yeah. I mean, it happens in this, you know, it happens in the game. I mean, there's some irony there. I was talking to, somebody about this yesterday and even a guy like Vernon Fiddler, who, you know, ironically enough, played for the Medicine Hat Tigers and was a captain there and played for the Southside Athletic Club. And, you know, he's an Edmonton guy and got his first taste in the, you know, in the East Coast Hockey League and then did well in the American League and was fortunate to get called up and it went, you know, it went from there. So, you know, with a guy like James, I mean, that path is still there for him. And just to, you know, just to be able to see all of them at once is pretty amazing. And I'm just, you know, I couldn't be happier. And just to be able to, you know, talk about the three of them and know that, I was fortunate to, you know, to be a part of their journey along the way is just something that I'll cherish forever.
Taylor, thanks for your perspective. Great to catch up with you. I know you got a game tonight, so good luck with that. Let's talk again soon, man.
Reed, thanks again for having me.
Well, that is a guy who's a bit like a proud parent, Taylor Harnett, now working in the MJHL with the Wewesikapo Wolverines. And what are we at, about 10, 11 years ago, coaching the Bantam AAA team, Southside Athletic Club. Hamblin, Skinner, and Benson were all on that team. They are now currently all on the Edmonton Oilers active roster. Now, they haven't all got into the same NHL game, but it could happen. That is a remarkable story. That was really good perspective from Taylor. Back in a couple of minutes.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta's precedent-setting injury lawyers.
Classic guitar intro, Edward Van Halen. He ain't talking about love. We're talking about booing. Yeah, we're not talking about love either. 780-496-0063. To boo or not to boo, players who return with another team. And in everyday life, in what circumstances would you like to boo somebody? Kellen, that's your booing. I thought that was somebody was vacuuming in the background when you first turned that on.
That's the boo bed. We have a boo bed.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, a few more text messages on that tonight.
Make sure that you put a space between the second O and the second B. Otherwise, it'll look like another word.
Yes. anyways, we'll go to Annette on the text slide. She says, "Hi, Reed. Love listening to your show. The NHL needs antagonists like Matthew Tkachuk to keep the game interesting and fun." Thank you from Annette.
I would agree with that. And I think part of the fun is booing rival players for some people. Certainly he's going to be booed in Edmonton. Absolutely. Now, it turns out he was booed in Calgary the first time he touched the puck. But, yeah, that's part of the fun of being a fan, right, is having a villain or someone you dislike on another team or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Daryl texts in and says, "Refs should be booed always and forever unless they fall down and cheered." That's from Daryl.
Yes,
so it is written, so it shall always come.
Daryl, sum it up. Just boo the refs unless they fall down and make a fool of themselves. I think there's a place for some healthy booing in pro sports. As long as it doesn't, cross the line or become vulgar or anything like that, or turn into vulgar comments. But I thank you. That was Daryl, you said?
Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl, for reminding us all, a sobering reminder, that referees must be booed. In pro sports, minor sports, do not boo the referee, please. Remember that they're learning the game and not getting paid very, very much. Okay. That's fun. We'll try to get to a few more of those as we go along. We got a coach whose team is going to host nationals, and an Olympic gold medalist is going to take a look at the F Croatia comment by Herdman.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.